Hebrews chapter 6, there are six principles listed there referring to the doctrine of Christ. And one of the six principles of the doctrine of Christ, the phraseology there is singular, referring to the doctrine. One, doctrine. The phraseology is singular. But it refers to principles. In verse 1, Hebrews 6, 1, principles of the doctrine. And it lists six. One of the six, that is, all Christianity should have this foundation. All of Christendom, all of Christianity should be built upon the foundation of these principles of the doctrine of Christ. One of them is the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands is one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. That is, we should have it often. It should be a part of the foundation of Christianity. Now, there are various reasons to lay hands on people, applications, manifestations, things that we should expect, things that we should believe, mixing faith with the laying on of hands. And I want to call your attention to just maybe a few of them tonight. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. And then there is a scripture that says, lay hands on no man suddenly, and that refers to the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Because if you do it too quickly, then you can be a partaker of their sins. If they're not living right and you're endorsing them, then, it's spiritual. Spiritually speaking, there's an association there. And so don't be so quick. The exhortation there, the word of God given there is don't be so quick to lay hands on people without knowing something about them. Let them demonstrate some faithfulness and some fruitfulness. And then the laying on of hands of the presbytery, Paul here is telling Timothy, there's a gift that was given to you, and it came with, associated with prophecy. In all likelihood, the prophecy was referring to the gift, maybe talking about the gift or explaining the gift, and then it was by the laying on of hands. So something was transferred by the laying on of hands, not simply prayer, not simply believing, not simply receiving, not simply just in your own private prayer time. You can receive from God that way. But one of God's ways of transferring the anointing is by the laying on of hands. That's one of God's ways. In fact, if you go to the Old Testament, and just before Joshua chapter 1, just before Joshua chapter 1, you realize Joshua is coming into the leadership of the people of God in Moses' place. And so Joshua is going to be leading the people of God. But just before Joshua chapter 1, we have the last chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 9, referring to Joshua. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Oh, that's a good thing to be full of. Why? For Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the laying on of hands transferred wisdom from Moses to Joshua. The laying on of hands transferred wisdom. Now God could certainly and simply give wisdom. And we're to desire wisdom. We're to pray for wisdom. And we're to pray for others to have wisdom. Paul prayed for the churches, you know, that he was over, that they would have wisdom, be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. We can pray for wisdom for ourselves. We can pray for wisdom for others. And certainly we receive wisdom through the Word and by the the Spirit, just in our own private fellowship with God in prayer time. But wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, can be transferred. It's important. Now, somebody might lay hands on you that you don't necessarily appreciate or endorse, and you just don't need to be open to it. Don't have to receive it. But it is important who you're receiving from and who lays hands on you, and to be open to what's of God. Sometimes when I'm praying, not every time, but sometimes when I'm praying, I just mix my faith with that I only want good to be transferred, because there's a fleshly part of us. I don't want anything that's not good to be transferred. Anything in me that's good that person can receive, let it be transferred. And I'll pray that sometimes out loud, sometimes just under my breath. Sometimes others hear it. Sometimes no one hears it. Just the Lord. Lord, anything that's in me that they can use, that's good and of you, that they can use, that will benefit them and bless them, let it be transferred. Let them receive it. If it's in me and if it's good and they can use it, it can be a blessing from you to them through me. Just the conduit, the instrument of righteousness, the vessel of honor. That's what we're told to be. Then let it be transferred. So Joshua received the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid hands on him. And then Timothy received a gift because Paul laid hands on him. Well, it doesn't specifically say Paul, but it is. Might have been others there too. But he referred to the laying on of hands of the presbytery. It should not simply be a form or a ritual or this is what we do because then I'm going to get my license, my certificate, my ordination. Ordination is more than a certificate. There is a certificate of ordination, but a spiritual certificate is more important than a piece of paper. And the laying on of hands is the spiritual endorsement and qualification and equipping. There is a transfer of an anointing and a gift, wisdom, a transfer by the laying on of hands. There's an endowment. There's an endowment. There's a transfer by the laying on of hands. In Matthew chapter 19, in verse 13, then were there brought unto him, that is Jesus, little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. Oh, the disciples rebuked them. You know, just because they're following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean that they know what Jesus wants. The followers of Jesus don't always know what Jesus wants. And so the disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, suffer or allow or permit little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them. He didn't simply pray, but he laid hands on them. Now, in large congregations, in large mass crusades and so on, you can't possibly do that. But when you can, you should, if you could, and especially if you're led of the Spirit to do so. Because there's a transfer by touch. We can pray, but Jesus didn't simply pray. He touched them. If you come over into Luke's Gospel, the Gospel of Luke, and I don't have notes in front of me, so I'm just sort of going by what I've studied and by the Spirit of God, so let me find it. Luke 6 and verse 17, he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed. Oh, that's important. They didn't come just to be healed. They came to hear. To hear him and to be healed. Some people don't have time, it seems, if you look and go by their actions. They want to be healed, but they don't have time the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. This healing anointing was transferred by touch. And somehow they knew it. They watched by experience. They heard the teaching and the preaching. And they sought to touch him because when they did, virtue went out of him. You remember the woman that had the issue of blood. She touched him. She heard of Jesus. Mark chapter 5 says she heard. Well, that ought to tell us something. Because people today, what I know they're hearing wouldn't give them faith to come for anything. She heard something about Jesus that gave her faith to get busy and to get headed in that direction. She heard of Jesus and she said, if I can just get to him, if I can just touch him, I'll be healed. And so she did it. She acted on what she said. She acted on what she heard. She acted on what she believed. And she had the purpose of heart and mind just to touch the hem of his garment. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. But she knew touching him would transfer something. And when she did, he knew in himself that virtue had gone out of him. And she felt in her body she was made whole. And here in Luke chapter 6, they sought to touch him because virtue, or the anointing, went out of him and healed them. In Luke chapter 13, there's also another reference to a healing. There's a lady that has what the Bible refers to as a spirit of infirmity. Jesus reasoned with them and said in verse 16, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loosed? Jesus explained the devil had bound her. God didn't make her sick to teach her something. God didn't make her sick because of punishment. God didn't make her sick to teach or punish or because it was his will. Jesus explained Satan did this. And Jesus reasoned with him, she ought to be loosed because she's a daughter of Abraham. She has a covenant. And in the covenant, there's healing, and she ought to be loosed, even on the Sabbath day. And so, it says of Jesus, in verse 13, he laid his hands on her. He didn't simply speak, now you could do that. He didn't simply point his finger, you could do that. Gifts of the Spirit sometimes do operate that way, where you just make a declaration or a gesture. I remember one time Paul was preaching and he noticed a man that was impotent in his feet, lame from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak. Paul steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, simply said, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Faith in the Word. He's hearing the Word. Faith in the Word will bring healing. But the healing anointing can also bring healing, and it's transferred by touch. I've heard ministers, and I'll refer again to Mark chapter 5 and Luke chapter 6, virtue or the anointing. I've heard ministers refer to the woman that had the issue of blood as touching Jesus, and it seems to be maybe not a metaphor, but they want to bring it over into our day that we can touch Jesus and just reach out and touch him by faith. And that's not at all what that means. I mean, you can receive through the Word and you can receive by prayer. But when Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me, he meant with a tangible anointing that can be transferred by touch. And in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, that is healing power. And then in John chapter 20, when Jesus said, the same way my Father sent me, I'm sending you. And so the healing anointing that he had, He's put in the church. Ephesians chapter 4 says he ascended. What is it first? But he descended. But then he ascended and gave gifts unto men. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, among those gifts are gifts of healing. Some in the church have gifts of healing. Well, the gifts of healing are going to operate in the church the same way in Jesus' name, the way they operated through Jesus as he ministered for the Father and doing the works of the Father. In John 5, he said the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. Well, the church can do nothing of herself or itself except but what we see the Son do. And as we do the works of Jesus, then the Father is glorified in the Son, and the Son is glorified in the church. And so we're to do the works of Jesus the way he did them. And he did them, not all, but among the works of Jesus were healing anointings. And he's put those anointings in the church. Well, those anointings are transferred by touch. And the church world at large knows so little about this. I mean, they'll read Mark chapter 5. And then they'll preach to the congregation, just reach out and touch Jesus. And that's not what that means at all. Because healing is in the Old Covenant. You can find healing in the Old Covenant. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's not forget all of his benefits. Who forgives our iniquities and heals our diseases. I am the Lord who healeth thee. Jehovah Rapha. And Jesus didn't walk around and just tell everybody, well, just reach out to God and let him heal you. Healing's in the Old Covenant. He could have done that. I said he could have done that because healing's in the Old Covenant. But he taught, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me. And then when people heard about that, they wanted to touch him and they wanted him to touch them. And then when he's ministering to people, not every time, because there's various operations and manifestations and demonstrations and so on. But Jesus often would touch. He would touch the woman that had the spirit of infirmity in Luke 13. He touched her. He laid hands upon her because that's how the healing anointing is transferred. Well, that's in the church. And I hear preachers. I read after them on social media and the internet and, you know, their blogs and websites. I hear them on CDs and media, you know, YouTube and MP3 and in person, you know. And I hear them talking about, well, the woman that had the issue of blood touched Jesus. You just need to reach out and touch Jesus. That's not what that means. What that means, in the same way that woman that touched Jesus got healed, the ones who have the healing anointing in the church can be touched too. You can touch them or they can touch you. Paul touched Timothy and there was a gift that was transferred. Moses touched Joshua and there was a wisdom that was transferred. And this is one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ, the laying on of hands. Not a form, not a ritual, not just a tradition of men, but for the transfer, the endowment, the endowment, the transfer of an anointing, the transfer of a gift, the transfer of healing, the transfer of blessing. And then we mix faith with it. Blessed be God forever. Oh, the healing anointing is in the body of Christ. It's transferred by touch. Well, we can be healed by the word, and we can and should. That's really God's best. I said, that's really God's best. He wants us to grow to that place. But for those who aren't there, then find the healing anointing and let that minister to you. Mix faith with it. Be touched by it. Touch it or be touched by it. And then the preachers ought to realize in Mark 5, it's not just all of you now reach out and touch Jesus because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the head. We are the body. And he's in us and we're in him. And when the anointing of Jesus is in the church, it'll flow the same way it flowed through him when he was on this earth in his earthly ministry before his crucifixion and resurrection. That healing anointing flows through his body by touch. The way that woman that had the issue of blood touched and the healing anointing flowed, the healing anointing will flow tonight. It'll flow today. It'll flow the same way. So come on up here and let's just reach out and touch the anointing of God in the body of Christ. It's not some prayer I'm reaching out to Jesus. It's we are the body of Christ, members in particular, and the anointing is in His church, in His body. And so you invite people, come, and I'm going to lay hands on you, and that healing anointing will flow. Will you receive it? Will you receive it? Will you receive it? And I wish ministers would preach it that way. I just wish they would. I just wish they would. The anointing is a tangible anointing. It can be perceived by the senses. Blessed be God. And then you have to keep it. You can lose it before you walk out the door. You have to keep it. Because God wants us to walk by faith, not by sight. And God wants us to believe His word instead of what we feel. You may not feel it instantly. You may not feel it the next day. But it's in there working. And mix faith with it. But it can be perceived by the senses. That woman with the issue of blood knew. She felt in her body that she was healed. And Jesus knew virtue had gone out of him. Virtue went out of him and healed them all. They sought to touch him. Hallelujah. Joshua got the spirit of wisdom when Moses touched him. The children were blessed when Jesus touched them. Sometimes we lay hands on people just to bless them. Just to bless them. Not healing, just blessing. Those children didn't come for healing. Jesus blessed them. Joshua didn't come for healing. He came for wisdom. Timothy didn't come for healing. Timothy came for a gift, an endowment, an endowment, a transfer of anointing, an equipping to do the work. You're called of God, now you need to be equipped. So the laying on of hands has various reasons, none of which should simply be forms, rituals, traditions. This is the way we do it. Just a slap of the hand on the head that means nothing. Amen? But mix faith with it. I'm receiving the blessing of God. And a transfer. A transfer. It is one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. The laying on of hands. Can you say amen? I believe in the laying on of hands. How about you? I believe in the laying on of hands. I'm glad for the ministers that have laid hands on me. I could go back and remember many of them, you know. Some didn't matter at all, you know. You just allow it. But others, you mix faith with it, and you're just drawing out what you can. Amen. Amen. And Paul told Timothy, don't forget it. Remember it. Remember it. Don't forget it. We started with that verse. Let's end with that verse. Go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. He's reminded him, don't neglect it. Verse 13, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading and to exhortation and to doctrine. And don't you forget, don't neglect the gift that's in you. What gift? The one that was given by a prophecy with the laying on. Amen. Amen. Oh, let's don't neglect things that we've received. You know, I can think back. Just so glad for the things in the past, the people. Aren't you this way? Think back when different ones laid hands on you and you received something that you still have. That you still have. Praise God forever. Well, one reason to receive it is to give it. Freely you've received, freely shall you give. One reason to receive it is so when the opportunity arises, you give it. Amen. 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 Father, thank you for the laying on of hands. It's only one of the principles, but we thank you for that. It's one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Thank you for the opportunities we have. laid upon us and opportunities we have to lay hands on another. Yes, I heard that. I heard that. There are times, church, you'll have to tell them. Oh, you'll have the opportunity and the desire on occasion simply to lay hands on people, even as Jesus did the children. He laid hands on them and blessed them. But there are those other opportunities. There are those other times you'll have to tell them. And they'll have to mix faith and receive. For Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord's upon me." Because He's anointed me, He told it. He told it. So they would have the opportunity to believe and receive. For there are those who, after they've heard, they will not believe, and therefore they will not receive. But you continue to go. You continue to be yielded, to be prepared, to be available. For there are those that will hear, they will believe, and they will receive and be blessed thereby, and then continue, and the blessing will flow through them. The blessing will flow through them. And so,